I think, yeah.
Who is senior? Both. In both?
Who is senior? In
you
A,
are
she is senior.
Huh?
In
Aditya is senior. No, no, no. No, no, we don't count. We count from Sri Gurudev.
She is senior.
You?
Mansarovar.
Mansarovar.
You are being so clever today. You are playful today. Now what will I do?
Huh?
Now what will I do? Do I have to pay some bribe?
For this?
Yes.
For this?
Yes.
What question? At once.
You mentioned in previous conversations or in the...
Only 1 hour.
1 hour. Okay. That Raganuga begins with Nista, but it doesn't seem like we're on the platform of Nista. So it doesn't seem like we're on the platform of Ruchi either. So how is it that...
It is not certain. A prostitute may have Raganuga. If he hears the Rasik Vaishnava Hari Gatha. Even she has not taken any diksha or anything. No? But yet, if he has grief, then he can come in the Radha. But it is surely that Raganuga begins from Ruchi. When Raganuga will be, which is a very, very thin ruchi. Understand?
So we got special mercy then?
If you have greed, you have a special mercy. If any has. And that greed has some kinds of symptoms. They will not listen any other words, orders, anything, obstacles. Anyhow, by theft or by anything, they'll want to have that thing. To listen that kind of harikatha. To know how to achieve this. There are so many things. No rule, more rule and regulation.
If I may, I'd like to ask a personal question about my service. I'll be going to Bombay in a few weeks, and You said that the instruction of painting by Prabhupada was temporary. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj said that I should just preach in Bombay, and when a structure is formed for a picture book department or art department, then I should resume that again. But according to what you're saying, I should not paint anymore?
No, I'm not telling anything.
What are you saying?
I only think, so, if anyone has grief, he will like to hear all this of Raganuga Bhakti. How Raganuga Bhakti has achieved, attained Anurag, Raganuga Bhakti, like Raghunath Das Goswami, always hearing and chanting of Radha Krishna Gopi Prathamnata. Always. So, they can't do any, but their mind will be there. As if, कुछ बैठने के लिए दे दूँ, मंगवा दूँ, नहीं, तो चल चार मंगवा,
शाम को चलने आऊँगा,
शाम को,
हाँ फिर आज,
मैं तो कहिए तेरे चार दे दूँ बढ़िया,
नहीं बढ़िया नहीं, हमारे समझ में आएगी कि आप इंग्लिश क्यों पढ़ा रहे
हो, अंग्रेजी में पढ़ रहे हैं
The mind should be there, but you can do anything as long as your mind is in the proper heart.
Raganuga Bhakta, when reading Srimad Bhagavatam, he will want to hear only the parts of Srimad Bhagavatam, in which the Harikatha is regarding to Gopi and Krishna.
But when we preach to the general masses, we have to preach on a lower...
There you cannot tell. When I go to preach, I tell Prahlad Maharaj, I tell Chitraketu Maharaj, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, ninth, 11th, 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all this.
So how do we remain fixed in Krishna and the Gopi Katha when we're preaching the other?
Then a day will come that gradually your preaching will be also in connection with all this. Two kinds of Harikatha. Vaidhi Bhakti is heart preaching. And Raganuga is to by heart. So, according to audience, we should preach. But what I am doing?
You're preaching to both. Or here you're preaching.
General Mass and other.
Yeah.
And those who want Radhanga Bhakti, I tell some to them. As I tell to you some. And if a man more qualified than you, then I will have to talk very mysterious things. No? Gradually. If you will be so qualified, I will have to tell some more thing because you will not be satisfied by that. So gradually it will go up.
You said we should read the Vallabh Kushmanjali by Raghunath Das Goswami. What about the other parts of the Sri Stavavali? Also read those, because those also contain prayers to achieve Radharani's lotus feet.
Huh?
What about the rest of the Stavavali? The other parts of the Stavavali by Raghunath Das Goswami, should we read those also?
Everything. All is Radhani Bhakti. What Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has written, everything is of Radhani Bhakti.
You were mentioning in a discussion with our God brothers, or in fact it's in the Jiva Dharma chapter 21 of yours, that Rajendranath and Vijay Kumar understood that only by getting diksha from a Uttama Adhikari can they get perfection. So sometimes our God brothers may not be Uttama Adhikari, so they give diksha. How will their disciples achieve perfection? By sending them to you or what? For further or what?
Guru must be qualified. Either Shiksha Guru must be so qualified. Without qualified Guru, we cannot achieve.
Qualified means Uttama Bhakta. Qualified means Uttama Bhakta.
Certainly more than us, more than that sadhak.
So what would be the general procedure then for the disciples of our God brothers?
They will gradually grow up in this birth, after that birth.
What if the Diksha Guru is a Madhyama, but the Madhyama Guru can direct their disciples to an Uttama Shiksha Guru? Then can the disciple of the Madhyama attain perfection, even with a Madhyama Diksha Guru?
All will do Krishna. Management in
Krishna will do everything.
आप क्यों नहीं आते? क्या हो गया? आपसे भेटी नहीं.
डॉक्टर केजीवाल सर का केजीवाल सर का पिताजी गुजर गया.
किसका?
डॉक्टर केजीवाल सर. साधु जो हैं हमारे उनके पिताजी वृद्ध थे.
अच्छा.
डॉक्टर केजीवाल सर नाम सुना आपने?
कामतला नहीं.
हाँ. तो पता इतनी गर्मी थी बिल्कुल मासी को सुनी. आज एक और हमारे परिचित के भी पिताजी चले गए तो मैंने कहा मारो तकलीफ इतनी धूप में क्या झेलना. अरे हमारा काम हम होगा.
How does Krishna work it out?
See our heart. What is needed to him?
For the disciple.
For sadhu. Not disciple.
For sadhu. For the spiritual master.
If the disciple is sadhu, then Krishna will arrange. If disciple is not sadhu, only his disciples, for disciples, to be disciple, Krishna will not do anything.
What do you mean by sadhak?
Huh?
What do you mean by sadhak?
Sadhak, those who want, they have greed, like so. They are sadhak.
So if they can connect with a Shiksha Guru who is Uttama Bhakta, then they can achieve perfection in that way?
How you come to me?
By your mercy and Prabhupada's mercy. By yours and Prabhupada's mercy.
How?
Aditya's mercy.
Who did this arrangement?
Krishna. Krishna's mercy.
Then certainly Krishna will do.
What do you mean by disciple? That Krishna will not do anything. What is
disciple? Only his disciple. He has no greed, he's doing nothing.
He's just like a formal initiative. He's just a formality. You mean like that?
Formality.
Not serious, not really interested in advancement.
He does not want to do
deeply to improve.
But the question is that even if the Diksha Guru is Madhyama, if you have a Shiksha Guru who's Uttama.
Madhyama Guru, Madhyama Vaishnava is of so variety.
Right.
Madhyam Kanishka, Madhyam Madhyam, Madhyam Uttam. Madhyam Uttam is ready to go in Uttam. He is about Uttam. So, it will do. Anyhow, he should be very interested to these things. Rashik Vaishnav. Very interested Krishna pastimes with gopis. Then it will. Without love, without greed, anything, we cannot go on inch. Really, there should be greed. Whether our greed is real or not, we should judge. If a man has greed for anything, no, he will not see that whether the process is wrong or right to have this. He will only have greed to have this, whether the process is right or wrong or anything. What all persons are taking, he will not see. He will see that anyhow I will have this thing. This is greed. Now, greed will not be had by books and all these things. But if it has come, we will see that how gopis have that kind of raw. How Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Billa Mangal Thakur, they attend Raganuga Bhakti, and how they became Swarup Siddha and Vastu Siddha. How Shruti, you know?
Shruti is the Vedas, four Vedas.
They achieved the Gopi Bhava. Then I will have to do like this. I want to stole anything. I'll have to adopt the method which thieves adopts. Like this, if we have some greed to enter in that, we'll have to adopt the method of Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, especially Rupa Goswami. How they did it? Anything which will not helpful, the ruchi will not go there. Ruchi, taste, will not go there.
Will not go where?
In that thing which is not helpful to Raganta. Understand?
Right now I don't have a taste for painting anymore because I can't see how it's helpful.
Anything which will be helpful in Raganuga Bhakti. A natural trust will come. He will not ask anyone, should I do it or not? If anyone tells which are not helpful in Vaidhi Marga, they will be very, they will think it very painful for them. They will not ask whether I do or not, whether I do or not. No. The test will be so, like you are very thirsty. A man gives you very warm water. Namakeen pani. What she is telling?
Salt water.
Salted water.
Yeah.
As in Vrindavan Mathura is found. If anyone give you to one glass to drink, you will you drink? Why?
It doesn't taste good.
So Raganuga Bhakti will only adopt things which are very helpful in Raga. If anyone by force will tell that you should do this, he will be in harassment. Still difficulty to do.
You were also speaking to our guide brothers about offering.
How do you know?
Because we have tapes and Jagatarini made transcriptions.
You are giving or supplying all.
She's the source of nectar. So there you were talking about how the spiritual master comes and actually eats what you offer to him. And then they were asking you about, well, what if the guru is not Uttama? How can he come? But I couldn't understand the conclusion of that conversation. Can a disciple offer prasadam to a madhyama diksha guru and he will be able to take it and pass it on up the disciplic succession? Or
anyone who is initiated, he should always believe that my Gurudev is Uttam and very near and dear to Krishna. What he will do, Krishna will like. And he is most dear to Krishna.
But they also believe that Bhavananda was Uttam, and then they saw that. They also believe that Bhavananda was Uttam, that Ramaswara was Uttam, but then they saw that he wasn't, so they felt cheated.
Be thought before taking initiation what kind of guru they are.
So even if they're not actually Uttam, it's okay for the disciple to think that they are.
If we are given ourselves everything in the lotus feet of Krishna, then he will surely give connection with any good guru. And if you are not so qualified, having so many desires and all these things, then Krishna will make what? Make
different arrangements. But Maharaj?
After that, he will gradually go up and will think his proper guru or not. Then he will do again.
Maharaj, we saw so many people who took Diksha from Prabhupada who were not qualified. It's not that.
But they had no doubt.
At that time, maybe, but they had.
They had no doubt in Prabhupada. So if they are doing activities of bhakti, they will gradually go up. But anyhow, those who are not qualified and gave up and left Prabhupada, they will go to hell. But the persons who are leaving Prabhupada, also they know that he is qualified.
Yes.
By their,
they have that confidence, that shraddha.
Shraddha. And chitta durbal.
Yes.
They, like Bhavanam.
Yes.
He has left Hari Bhajan.
Yes.
But anyone will ask him that whether your guru was pure or not, he will tell that, my guru.
All of them will say that. Most all of them.
I think if they have not done any offense in the feet of Guru, they will again come.
It is just their weakness of heart. They cannot complete.
They can. Because they have some regard for me.
I asked because you were saying that if somebody is sincere, they will get a good Guru, and somebody who is insincere will not. But sometimes we see somebody who appeared to be more sincere got some difficulty, and somebody who was actually not sincere got a good guru, and they got Prabhupada. So it seems that it is difficult to criticize that the persons who got Bhavananda were all insincere.
No. When they were initiated, and then when they joined the movement to Prabhupada, at that time their faith was very
delicate, small,
good.
I see what you mean.
But yet thin.
Yes.
If they had a regular Vaishnava Sangha, qualified Sangha, then this mishap could not happen. Because they became free in their preaching and mixing with ladies, gentlemen, Vishayi, Bhogi.
The gurus, you mean?
Ananda, Rameshwar, and all these.
Yes. They became free.
They became free. No control was there.
Yes.
So they began to do
wrong
what they like. There was none to regulate them. They had no fear.
They had no fear.
Nowadays, many of the devotees coming into ISKCON and taking our diksha from our God brothers are understanding that they're not on Prabhupada's level of Uttama, that they are on some level of Madhyama. Is that okay to think like that? Yes.
I could not.
You said that the disciple should think that my guru is Uttama. So now, these days in ISKCON, because of all the things that have happened, most of the new disciples of our God brothers are thinking my guru is Madhyama of some kind because they've seen all the things. Is that okay to think my guru is Madhyama?
They should know that my Gurudev is Vaishnava, really Vaishnava. By adopting him, we can reach to Radha and Krishna. We can have the service of Radha and Krishna. He is Bhagavat Swarup, they should know. If they have no regard like so, they will not obey their master, holy master. No? And gradually they will go down. But by this, that he is really a Vaishnava, he is Bhagavad Swarup, they will gradually go up and going so, when they will, their heart will be so sincere, Krishna will again arrange to right person, and then they go.
Also this, if they have Majjhima Guru, he is also perhaps very far ahead of them. And if he is very sincere in his bhakti and he is advancing and advancing, surely he will be continuously ahead of them. So he will be able to guide them to some proper course.
Guru is akhanda tattva. If Guru is telling that you should do Hari Nam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, actually, this idea is not of his Gurudev. This idea is of Prabhupada, Bhakti Vedanta Swami. I think that this idea is not of Srila Prabhupada. This idea came from his Guru. In Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, this idea came from his Guru. So, at last, this goes only to Krishna. From Krishna, Baladev Prabhu, these ideas are coming. So, Krishna is Guru, Akhanda Guru. Baladev Prabhu is Akhanda Guru. So, we should obey our spiritual master, that he is obeying Krishna and Baladev, Mool Root Guru. So, and obeying Baladev Prabhu. Our Gurudev is Baladev. But if we see that he is different from Baladev Prabhu, Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Prabhupada, Esi Bhakti Vedanta, then we should do namaskar to him. I have no relation with him. Understand my thing?
Yeah.
If there is difference, and if there is no difference, we should treat him like Baladev.
Representative of.
But hundreds or thousands of them now think that my guru is Majjhima because of everything that happened.
That's what matters. You think your guru is Majjhima?
Mine, no.
Why?
Because he has the symptoms and the words of an Uttama and the characteristics.
You are coming to me. What are thinking about me?
That you're also Uttama.
Kanishtha Adhikari.
Uttama Adhikari.
I'm telling that I'm in Kanishtha Adhikari.
But I don't believe it. None of us believe
it. You are not believing?
No. Because you have the Lakshana of Uttama.
Oh, you know the Lakshana of Uttama Adhikari?
But you seem to.
At
least we know the Lakshana of Kanishtha Adhikari. But you have said on another occasion that disciple cannot really see where his guru is. He cannot judge. He has not got the qualification himself.
Why you are all bothering about these things?
Because we have to deal with so many.
You have connection with a real guru?
Yes.
But what problems are with you?
But we have many people around.
They should do their problems. Why you waste your time?
Because we're surrounded by such people in ISKCON. And they ask these questions.
So many places.
So we shouldn't.
I believe in all gurus, Purna Guru Tattva, Khanda.
Okay. How do we avoid Purusha Bhav when we're lecturing and preaching? How do we avoid Purusha Bhav when we're lecturing? to audiences.
That I am servant of Krishna, mere servant of Krishna, for giving pleasure to Krishna, so that Krishna may please, or Gurudev may please, and Guru. So Purusha Bhava Rina comes. Very simple. With prema, with love and affection, we should do all this. As Lalita does, as Rup Manjari does, Rup Goswami does. How many disciples were of Rupa Goswami? Huh? How many sisters to Sanatana Goswami?
Oh, unlimited. Millions.
Millions?
I mean in the spiritual world.
It does not accept any sister.
Huh?
No? Rupa Goswami only Jiva Goswami.
Huh?
No. But he preached, wrote so many books and something. Anyone which went in the connection with Rupa Goswami became Vaishnava. No Purusha Bhava is there.
Why is it that the followers of Gaudiya Vaishnavism only want to be Manjari and not Sakhi? Not for some bog.
Why is Ganga's water is so sacred, not to all other rivers? Why?
Because Lord Chaitanya and Krishna.
Huh?
Lord Chaitanya played in there.
This is like river coming from Himalaya. Every rivers come from. So many rivers come from Himalaya, Sindhu, Satluj, and so many rivers. But Ganga's water is so sacred. One of the Himalayan water, Dhara.
Dhara is one of the Himalayan rivers.
Dhara kisko kahte hain?
Stream?
The stream. Why it becomes so sacred? If anyone take bath in that river, everyone be four-handed and go to Vaikunth. So, anyone which is so qualified, then he will come to that river. In river means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Dhara.
What does Dhara mean?
Stream.
Oh,
it's the same. Then they will have Manjari Bhava. Anyone. So sacred that any water mixed with Ganges, it becomes Ganges water. Understand? Any water of Jamuna, Mahanadi, well water is given to Ganges, it also becomes Ganges water. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu river, Prema river, is so powerful that if anyone comes, it becomes Manjari Bhava. And if anyone will not come, those who have agreed like this, they have done any sanskara in their past time, Krishna will arrange to come them and to meet in this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stream. Understand?
Except that I don't understand why they wouldn't want Sakhi Bhava or Sambhog with Krishna.
Huh?
But why this tad bhava is chamai, why that is preferable to sambhog.
Any person which has this greed will not question like this. He wants, I want only to sambhog with Krishna. Why I don't? I want to test. Why I want to test? I cannot give.
Explanation.
He want to go to scientists and others. I want. This is the symptom of raga. He will not give any clearance, any argument, anything. I love Krishna. Why you love? I love. By misfortune, or good fortune, or anything, I love Krishna. I love Krishna, I know that. Why I love? I cannot give that.
You were giving an explanation of the Krishna, the Gopal mantra to Tamal Krishna Maharaj. But there in that discussion, you mentioned the Kam Gayatri and you didn't give...
You have collected everything. I will not give you anything. Did I give any bribe to you?
No.
All sort of things.
Her mercy is causeless.
Then?
Ahoitaki, apritihata. So, two questions. One, you didn't discuss the Kam Gayatri there, although you discussed the Gopal mantra. I was wondering if you could say a couple of things about that to help us in our bhav when we say the Kam Gayatri. And you also mentioned that we should say it more than three times. You said it's not sufficient to say it three times. Unless I read it wrong.
What I told? That?
Three times. That we say it three times in a day, the Kam Gayatri and all the Gayatri mantras. And you said that's not sufficient, we should say it more than three times. Did I understand that correctly? You said we should say it more than three times a day, just keep it in our minds, or what?
Yes, sir. Think like this. If you love anyone, naturally, then you should only remember that person only three times.
No.
Why?
Because you can't help.
More than three. Who should remember Bali in morning and evening and midday? Only three times.
Is that just to start us off?
This is the case of Raganuga Vaishnava. It comes more and more and more, whole day, whole time, day, rush. He wants to sink in that rush. Once that we see in Gop Kumar, day and night, no time he is doing. Brihad Bhagavatam. Have you read? You should read.
No, I will read it.
Brihad Bhagavatam. Very good book. You feel very helpful. After reading, then come to me. Then it will be very easier to understand all this.
So many good questions.
At that time, when a man has greed, if a man has greed, a sadhak has, or sadhika has greed, then he will not question about other things. He will question how to have money, how we can get it. I saw a picture with you, very beautiful, very, very beautiful. How it came to you, there is no question to me. Understand? How you collected this, no question for me. What is the price? There is no question for me.
Mm-hmm.
Question is how to collect from you. By theft or anything, by getting anything, by any hook and crook, I will have to take it. The question will be on this point, how to collect it, if I have so much greed for that person. So here is also.
Can you tell us something about the Kama Gayatri so that